Joe Biden's been very clear that Israel shouldn't launch an attack into Rafah without protecting civilians. We're told by the White House that Israel's recent military activity in Rafah is limited in scope and duration. It doesn't yet amount to a full-scale ground offensive. And that distinction is key, given that in past minutes, President Biden's announced for the first time that he will stop sending some weaponry if Israel launches what's considered a major invasion. Already, the transfer of two types of Boeing-made precision bombs has been stalled. That was officially confirmed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a congressional hearing. He was keen to stress there's been no final determination on how to proceed with that shipment. So the move isn't about setting any sort of precedent.